So welcome back to Thought for the Day. Today we're going to be looking at Joshua chapter 22 and the first nine verses. But before we do that, we'd like to begin by opening in prayer. So let's pray. Loving Father, we want to ask that you would come and illuminate your word to us this morning. We pray that we might understand it. We pray, Lord, that you would be at work in our lives. Lord, we recognize that much is going on in the world at this moment that requires prayer and our concern, and we just ask, Lord, that you would feed our souls this morning, that we might be those that recognize what we have to do. In Jesus' name, amen. So then let me read Joshua 22 and verses 1 to 9. Then Joshua summoned the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and said to them, "You have done all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded, and you have obeyed me in everything that I have commanded. For a long time now, to this very day, you have not deserted your brothers, but have carried out the mission that the Lord your God gave you. Now that the Lord your God has given your brothers rest as he promised, return to your homes in the land that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you on the other side of the Jordan. But be careful to keep the commandment and the law that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to obey his commandments, to hold fast to him and to serve him with all your heart and all your soul." And then Joshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went to their homes. To the half-tribe of Manasseh Moses had given land in Bashan, and to the other half of the tribe Joshua gave land on the west side of the Jordan with their brothers. Then Joshua sent them home. He blessed them, saying, "Return to your homes with your great wealth, with large herds of livestock, with silver, gold, bronze, and iron, and a great quantity of clothing, and divide with your brothers the plunder from your enemies." So the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh left the Israelites at Shiloh in Canaan to return to Gilead, their own land, which they had acquired in accordance with the command of the Lord through Moses. So we have here then the example before us of a demonstration of faithfulness. Now back before the taking of Jericho, before Moses had handed over to Joshua the leadership of Israel, Moses made the Gadites, the Reubenites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh promise to fight with their brothers in the taking of Canaan. You can read that that undertaking in Numbers chapter 32, and you read there these words that then Moses said to them, "If you will do this, if you will arm yourselves before the Lord for battle, and if all of you will go armed over the Jordan before the Lord until he has driven his enemies out before him, then when the land is subdued before the Lord, you may return and be free from your obligation to the Lord and to Israel, and this land will be your possession before the Lord." Now they were asked to do this because their fellow Israelites had fought with them to gain their land on the eastern side of the Jordan. But this was no small task that they had undertaken. They'd been away from home and from their families for approximately 7 years. In that time, the Lord had blessed them by granting them wealth and the plunder of God's enemies. But no matter how much they returned with, they had still sacrificed to do what the Lord had asked. They would not get back the time that they'd lost with their families. That was gone, as it were, forever. Now, the Lord often asks that we too should be faithful. Being faithful to Christ often comes with a cross, with a cost, a sacrifice that needs to be made. The warfare that we undertake is not the warfare of the world. Christianity does not advance at the end of a gun. Instead, we fight because the evil forces against the evil forces in this world by preaching Christ and making the gospel known. When we join that fight, we risk losing friends, and we often have to choose to spend our time away from our families, and it can be a lonely and a difficult task. The question is, will we be as faithful as these tribes have been? Now, as these tribes, Gad, Reuben, and half of Manasseh, return home to their portion of the promised land, Joshua gives them a new charge. He does that in verse 5. "But be very careful to keep the commandment and law that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to obey his commands, to hold fast to him and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul." So even as they return home, the journey with God is not over. Often when you cease from a war mindset and move into peacetime, there can be a relaxing of standards and a return to overindulgence. Well, here we are warned that in following God, we are not to allow this to happen. We are warned that there is danger in stopping following God when we can relax, as it were, from being on the front line. And that warning rings true to us. Even in the times that we are not involved in frontline gospel work, we too are to keep following Christ, to keep our guard up. We are to keep trusting the word that God has given to us. And the difference between us and those tribes is that their return to the promised land still meant that they had to be vigilant. We, on the other hand, when we are called home, when we are called to the promised land that God has for all of his people, we are promised that there is an end to all war and all striving, and that will have ceased eternally. So that is the difference that Jesus Christ has made. He has won the victory, sin has been defeated, our eternity has been prepared. We have this life to live and to be faithful in, as it were, to him. But once this life is done, we will be at home in God's perfect promised land, where there will be no pain or crying, there will be no more suffering, where we will all be truly at peace. So the questions come, are you faithful to the Lord who has called you by his grace? Are you witnessing for Christ? Are you involved in that frontline battle that you're called to? Are you sacrificing for him as he has done for you? He willingly laid down his life in order that your sin debt might be paid. Are you willing to lay down your life and to give up some of the comforts of life that we all enjoy in order that we might be busy involved in serving Christ? Will Jesus be able to say of us, as he did of his faithful servant in Matthew 25:23, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. I wonder whether that can be said of us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would help us to be faithful. We thank you for the faithfulness of these tribes. We thank you for the way that they did all that was asked of them, and Lord, did not seek to go back until the work was done. And so we pray, Lord, that in whatever you've called us to, whatever gospel advance that you would have us be involved in, that we would be those that willingly follow you and willingly sacrifice, knowing that one day we will be with you in glory forever, and that all of that sacrifice will have been worthwhile. And so we praise you for this and ask for your grace in Jesus' name. Amen.